Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Starts out something like this. You pull me down with a gentle kiss. Oh my, oh my, oh my, my. It starts out something like this. You pull me down with another kiss. Oh my, oh my, oh my, my. Won't you pull me down on top of you one more time? Pull me down on top of you one more time.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, here live in the studio today. One of my very favorite places to be. Always fun to come down here and hang out and play some good music and listen to some good music and maybe, you know, occasionally hear from some good friends. If you're out there, you want to be a friend, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can email me, Jeff with a J, at tellabandtogohome.com. You can find the show on the Facebook, Tell the Band to Go Home. You can find me on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson over there, and I'm Jeff Robson in here, hanging out on a hot sweaty day out in Winnipeg. It's gorgeous outside if you can stand the oppressive heat. But I recommend some shade, a nice frosty beverage, and some good music. And, well, just looking outside, it's a beautiful day outside. I'll do the Crete and Rob flag report. Oh, I just noticed a little wave from the flags. They are currently pointing towards the, what direction would that be? Would that be north? Might be north. Although the flags can't seem to agree. The one flag is waving and the other one's just hanging out. So I don't know what that means, but it means something. Some great stuff coming up in town this week, and oh my God, it's all free, courtesy of the Canada Summer Games, which kicked off this past weekend. And last night they had the first of their big free shows at the Forks, and it was tremendous. Our pals the Skydiggers were there. Did you go see the Skydiggers? No, you didn't, because I didn't recognize anybody, which just shocked and disappointed me. To no end. You know, when it was like me and Gail and my pal Andy and his lovely wife Jen, and I think that was it. And then it was a bunch of people who are lost or something. Yeah, and Jane, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, thanks, Gail. But a great show. There's lots of, you know, kind of lazy, curious onlookers sitting around on the grass, which is nice. But, you know, you get up to the front. That huge open dance floor area was pretty much empty, which is sad. Great show from the Diggers. Pretty much a short, you know, hour-long greatest hits show. And lots of fun. They kicked off their show with the one that we kicked off our show with, Pull Me Down There, from the great album Just Over This Mountain. And Skydiggers have a new record coming out in October, Gail says, which is very exciting. So, you know, maybe we'll see them back around. They usually, you know, their tour dates usually are Toronto, and then maybe Winnipeg. And if they're real lucky, maybe they'll go to Alberta. That's pretty much their standard tour. And so we're lucky to have them. So make sure you get on out and see the Skydiggers any chance you get. Here, you know what? Speaking of the Skydiggers and new albums, I just got this one in my mailbox. Very exciting. It's a brand new record from an old pal of ours out in Kitchener. I think Kitchener or Waterloo? Kitchener, I think. Maybe Waterloo. I don't know. It's out on the Busted Flat Records label. We love ourselves some Busted Flat, run by the great Mark Logan out there. And this lady has the bio says she has 9 albums out now on Busted Flat, which is a lot. And they've all been swell. She's actually coming to town. She's doing a house concert. Oh, I should have had this closer. She's doing a house concert on the 4th, which is Friday here in Winnipeg. And I have the email address here if you want to go attend. I'm sure it'll be great. We may have some conflicts, though. I'll tell you about that coming up a little bit later. But then also on Saturday, she's playing in Gimli at the Ship and Plow, which should be great. Her name is Lynn Jackson. Her new record is called Follow That Fire, and it is produced and played all over upon by Michael Timmins and that crew. And that crew also regularly includes Josh Finlayson of the Skydiggers. So he plays all over this record. And on this particular track, he brought his friend Andy Mays in to sing. This track is also one of 2 songs on the album, and I think maybe I'll play them both, which are tributes to the late, great Paul McLeod, the man who gave this show its name. Paul was very tight with Mark and Lynn over there, Busted Flat, and I know that they miss him terribly, as do we all. So we'll play a couple of songs dedicated to Paul McLeod. We'll kick it off with this one, which features Andy Mays. This one is called Meet Me in the City. It's brand new from Lynn Jackson on Tell the Band to Go Home. In my dreams, the faces are being replaced.
Draw the line. Hey, this is Paul McLeod of Paul McLeod and of the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Paul McLeod there from a fantastic record called Bright Eyes Fade. I think you can find that on the Bandcamp, which is a great place to buy it from. If you go to the Busted Flat Records Bandcamp site, that's the best way to support that particular venture. I think you can also get it through BustedFlatRecords.com. There was some talk of a re-release of that record coming out, and hopefully that'll still see the light of day. So good. That's a clear thought there from the great Paul McLeod. Before that, a couple of songs from the new record from Lynn Jackson. The record is called Follow That Fire. We heard Random Breakdowns, False Starts, and New Beginnings, and a song featuring Andy Mays, which was called Meet Me in the City. And Lynn Jackson will be in town here in Winnipeg for a house concert on Friday night, which is very exciting. And then Saturday out at the Ship and Plow in Gimli. So if you're interested in either of those things, you can look her up on the Facebook or just give me a call. Let me know what you want to know, and we'll hook you up. I'd love to see some folks go out to see that. It's gonna be a busy weekend though with Canada Games stuff. We're gonna get back to that a little bit later on in the program. You know what? I want to play a couple, though. Good to see you last night at the Sky Diggers show. Our old pal Michael Johnston playing along with the Diggers again, which he doesn't always do these days. He's so busy running the Michael Johnston Music School. But he was there last night and doing a fine job. He's just he's a fabulously entertaining and talented fella. And you actually get another chance to see him. Him and his Scottish pal, King Creosote, are going to be out at the Trout Forest Music Festival in a couple of weeks in Ear Falls, which is just a phenomenal little festival. And I'm telling you, if you want to relax and get away from the city and just, like, not worry about much of anything, the Trout Forest Music Festival is your place to go. And it's looking like a good year for the Trout Forest. In addition to Michael Johnston and King Creosote, you can also catch our pals the May Hemingways are going to be out there. I love those May Hemingways. And not just because they're my buddies, but they're like one of my favorite bands in the world. Ridley Bent's going to be out there. The fabulous Weber Brothers. They were so great out there before. Tara Lightfoot's going to be out there. Jada Kelly. Joey Landreth and his band are going to be out there. JD and the Sunshine Band, that'll be fun. Del Barber making his return. That's exciting. Can't wait to see that skinny little goofball. Richard Inman's going to be out there. He was fantastic at the Brandon Folk Festival last weekend. We should probably talk about that, too, today. Ryan Bolt is going to be out there. Ryan Bolt is also doing a house concert here in Winnipeg at Mayor Matt Allen's house. I think just before the festival, if you want the details on that. I'm sure you could find it because you're resourceful, but if you can't, just let me know. Who else is going to be out there at the Trout Forest? Quentin Blair is going to be out there. Matt Patershuk, I like that guy a lot. Justin Lacroix, who was on the show here a little while ago. And all kinds of great folks. And it's a cheap, easy little weekend. Let's see. If you buy it in advance, $65. $65. That's crazy. You have to buy it this week to get that crazy low price. And you can get them at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club or Into the Music here in Winnipeg. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you do. It's a super swell time. If you don't get them this week, they go up to a whopping $80, which is still a crazy low price for such a great festival. Tons of entertainment. Beautiful little drive out there. Oh, we're going to talk to that professor about that festival, maybe hopefully next weekend. But first, how about one from Michael Johnston and King Creosote? If you miss them at the festival, they'll be playing here in Winnipeg at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club on August the 15th. Yes, that's right. Along with Leaf Rapids. So that'll be, you know, fine. Here's one from King Creosote and Michael Johnston from their album The Bound of the Red Deer. This is a song called Billows. I'll tell the band to go home. Thank you.
steadies the soul. Steadfast and sure, my love, while the bellows roll. You have an anchor that steadies.
Looking at stars, get out of the car. sky without headlights. So unfamiliar starts to relieve your worries and regrets. No one knows the song that I sing, the color of my clothes. The road don't feel lonesome wherever I go. Sometimes it feels like home. Every midnight sound is giving me the creeps. So it's west I go without a stereo. Every roadside stand, every stop unplanned, trying to keep the sleep at bay. No one knows the song that I sing, the color of my clothes. Wherever I go, sometimes it feels like home.
time since you felt young. You blame it on me, girl, but I'm not the one. Down this old road, you see fields of green.
The Skydiggers. That one is kind of owned these days by the lovely Jesse Bell Smith, who is now a part of the Cashless Skydiggers. That is Peter Cash there, singing that one so beautifully from just over this mountain. But, you know, Jesse, she does a hell of a job. If you've ever seen them in concert, that's like, that's the showstopper moment. Right there. Before that, we heard Jessie from her fabulous solo record, The Town. We heard Weeds. And I don't know, I didn't check because I'm an idiot, but I got that on the Bandcamp for like a ridiculously low price a year or two ago. And it came with, well, it's just a beautiful, beautiful package. And it was in a beautiful note. And she drew on the envelope and just everything about it was beautiful. It's just it's highly worth seeking out. Jesse Bell Smith. Before that, we got a little carried away. Some Andy Mays mix-up action. We heard Andy Mays singing along with Tanis Slimmon from her album Oak Lake. We heard Why Can't You Read My Mind? And that was about the days when I first met Tanis. And actually, she introduced me to Jesse Bell Smith way back when. And it took a long time for me to ever see or basically hear of Jesse Bell Smith again. But boy, oh boy, I'm glad we get to see her every once in a while with the Skydiggers. It'd be nice, you know, it'd be nice if she got to do a little set before a Skydigger show sometime. Can you make that happen there, guys? For me, like that'd be swell. What else did we hear in there? Oh well. Okay, why not? Why not? Let's see if we can get this to work. Hello, UMFM. Hello.
You've actually met Jesse Bell Smith.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Her hand.
I've met a lot of people, Ron. I'm connected.
Yeah, I know you've met a lot of famous people, but
yeah,
Jesse Bell.
Yeah, and I met her first a long time ago before I had any clue. You know how great she was.
Oh, wow. Can I get your autograph?
Well, it's on the restraining order, isn't it?
Okay. I envy you. I really do.
Well, thanks, Ron. It's good to be a hero to the youth of today.
How many people can say they've actually met her?
Well,
certainly not me.
Well, not you, but I'm a lot.
I would drool or something.
Well, I bet you would.
Embarrass myself.
Yeah, that kind of goes without saying.
Okay, goodbye now.
Bye, Ron. Okay. It's Ron, everybody. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, before that, we heard Michael Johnston along with Andy Mays from Michael's solo record, Curious Heart. You think he'll ever do another solo record? Of course, when your solo record is as good as that one, do you really want do you want to go again? It's like, well, yeah, sure, I made a record with Andy Mays singing songs and Oh Susanna and Reed Jameson and all these really great people sang on my debut record. Maybe that's it. Maybe you peak. That's it. I don't know. We also heard in there a neat little thing that that Michael and Andy were doing for a little bit from an album called These Are Our Songs. We heard Hello Beautiful Life, which also appeared on a Skydiggers record a little bit later on. And we also heard Michael Johnston and King Creosote, who will be at the Trout Forest Music Festival in August, as well as at the High and Lonesome Club on August 15th. What was I going to play next? Oh, yeah, I was going to play a couple. I got this friend. He does this show at this other station in town. And now he works at a music store. Which, you know, you think about it. When you think about it, you go, oh, this is great. You know, I got a friend who can tip me off to new stuff and get in stuff that I like and all this. And then you go, man, this is going to cost me a bundle. So I'm going to McNally Robinson a lot more than I used to. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, you know, McNally is getting a good deal by having that guy on staff. So drop into McNally sometime and say hi to old pal Stu. You can't pick up a copy of this because he helped me to one of the two copies that were there, and he bought the other one. But $15 for the double LP version of this fantastic record. And I didn't bring the LP for a couple of reasons, but one of which is that the track list on the LP, both on the jacket and the records itself, is wrong. So it's a little confusing. You don't really know which song you're going to go play. So I got to go digital on these, but man, that LP version is pretty sweet, even if the track list is wrong. We'll play you the title track. The album's called Diamonds and Gasoline. These are the great Turnpike Troubadours on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks, Stu. Loving this one. Stu? Oh, I know what I did. It's the technology, you know?
Blame it on a season. It ain't no kind of reason, baby, why I come and go. I had a lover, she felt as good as trees. And you can't ask her if it's pleasing. You can't ask the wind to blow. And I would buy for you a diamond or myself some gasoline. If I can't afford you, darling, then I can't afford to dream. And is it time I should be moving? Is it time I settle down? Will I sit still or will I feel the wheels spinning around? Well, I ain't the brightest bird that ever flew. I'm just someone you knew, a road you traveled on. Well, all the colors, they shine and fade away. Well, they're just like New Year's Day. They're here and then they're gone. And I would buy for you a diamond or myself some gasoline. If I can't afford you, darling, then I can't afford to dream. And is it time I should be moving? Is it time I settle down? Will I sit still or will I feel the wheels are spinning around? Thank you. love you. Wish you only knew. Well, I wish you had a clue. I wish you had a clue, you know. But I'm stuck here in Tulsa with my Oklahoma blues, with a pair of concrete shoes that got me sinking pretty low. And I would buy for you a diamond or myself some gasoline if I can't afford you, darling, and I can't afford to dream. And is it time I should be moving? Is it time I settle down? Will I sit still or will I feel the wheels are spinning round? The wheels are spinning round. The wheels.
This is Josh Ritter. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. So sit back and pop open a cold one.
Hello, blackbird. Hello, starling. Winter's over. Be my darling.
Mama got a look at you and got a little worried. Papa got a look at you and got a little worried. The faster got a look and said, y'all had better hurry. Send her off to a little Bible college in Missouri. And then come back saying you know a little bit about everything they ever seemed to hope you'd ever figure out. Eve ate the apple cause the apple was sweet. Kind of God would ever keep you girl from getting what you need tonight. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Now people cross the street when you walk in their direction. Talking through the teeth, you're throwing epithets. And the doctor thinks the devil must have got you by a sense. But to live the way you please doesn't sound like possession. Was four long years studying the Bible. Infidels, Jezebel, Salomas, and Delilahs. Back off the bus in your own hometown. Say you didn't like me then, you probably won't like me now. And I'm getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. I'm getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Men of the country club, the ladies of the Zillery talk about love like it's apple pie and liberty. To really be a saint, you ought to really be a virgin. Dry as a page of the King James Version. Oh la la, no hell yes. No, I can't wait. I gotta see you again. Abstinences, take no chances. Jesus hates those high school dances. Said your soul needed saving, so they sent you up to Bible school. You learned a little more than they had heard was in the golden rule. Be kind to everybody, be a strength for the weak, be a joy to the joyful, the laughter and the grief. And give your love freely to whoever that you please. Don't let nobody tell you about the way you ought to be. And when you get damned in the popular opinion, it's just another damn of the damns you're not giving. I'm getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down. Mama got a look at you and got a little worried. Papa got a look at you and got a little worried. The pastor got a look. I said, y'all better hurry. Send her off to a little Bible college in Missouri. And now you come back saying you know a little bit about every little thing they ever hoped you'd ever figure out. The Red Sea, the Dead Sea, the Sermon on the Mount. If you want to see a miracle, then watch me get down. Getting ready to 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 get down. Ready to get down, ready to get down.
Oh, we were just hanging out in Josh Ritter's bedroom there. That's a song from his, is that his latest record, I guess? Sermon on the Mount? Sermon on the Rocks, pardon me. I think it might be. He's got a brand new record coming out pretty soon. Sounds like it's going to be another interesting one. But I don't know. When I first heard his Sermon on the Rocks record, I didn't really get it. And it's been that way for a couple of records for me and Josh. Old Pal Stu, he brought in this vinyl version of Josh's record, and it's beautiful. It's, you know, 180 gram vinyl, and it's this beautiful dark color of blue, and it comes with a download code, which is always nice, and it comes with a full CD of home recordings of the record, which quite frankly I like better than the actual record itself. And that's one of those right there. That that song gets the kind of the big rock treatment on the record. But I like that stripped down thing, just hanging out at home, playing it yourself. That was pretty cool. That was getting ready to get down from the home recordings from Sermon on the Rocks. And I'd love to tell you, you could go down to McNally and get another copy, but I think I bought the only one, so too bad. Make your own friend who runs a record store. And, we'll thank old pal Stu for those valuable tips. And it was nice to finally get my hands on a physical copy of the Turnpike Troubadour's fabulous record, Diamonds and Gasoline. Oh my God, it is so good. And the vinyl just sounds that much better, even though you can't really tell which song is which sometimes. Played a couple of favorites off that record. We heard 7 and 7 and Diamonds and Gasoline there from the Turnpike Troubadours. And I've managed to miss them a couple of times. Once actually in Winnipeg, because I'm a dope. And last summer they played in Fargo. And yeah, but Tanya says the Lugans always go to see them. And I can do without shows with Lugans. So yeah, maybe it's not the end of the world that I haven't seen them. But I bet I'm going to see some Lugans out at the Forks at some shows coming up. We'll talk about those and maybe some other good stuff after a short break. Please stick around. I'm going to have more fun. Hopefully you will as well. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.